Every summer, the Spanish island of Mallorca hosts many young Brits hoping it's a summer they'll never forget. Down in the resort town of Magaluf, the reps are prepared for the antics ahead. The Magaluf Bar Crawl is one of the most anticipated events, where the guests are taken along the world-famous strip. Hundreds of partygoers taking over the top bars in Magaluf for a night they won't forget. Expect unlimited free shots, 2-for-1 discounted drinks and loads of party games. Bar Crawl normally starts around 8 or 9pm with all the guests meeting at the hotel. On the night, DJs will be dropping the latest summer tracks Magaluf has to offer and playing the craziest games with the chance to win loads of free stuff. We are going to follow their journey through the night and into the early hours of the morning to see if this really is a holiday to remember. But wait, what is well-being? We all strive for it and most of us have a vague sense of what it is, but at the end of the day, do we really know what it means? Contrary to popular belief, well-being isn't just about being physically healthy and happy. It's more than just eating an apple a day or meditating for 5 minutes and hoping for the best. Well-being is made up of all the things we think, feel and experience each day. Thieves will steal our cash, our cars, our valuables, just about anything they can get their hands on. But now, the police are using cutting-edge technology to catch the bad guys. Local councils, shops and businesses are fighting crime with their own tricks and traps, and the public are using secret cameras to make sure the crooks get their comeuppance. So anyone who's up to no good had better think twice. They might just get caught red-handed. Today, jeweller Shrikant has to act fast when confronted in his shop. Cities are increasingly becoming recognised as the locus of economic and social development. The world has reached a tipping point where half the world's population is already living in cities. Nearly 2 billion new urban residents are expected in the next 20 years, 90% of them in developing countries.